Enoch took a stroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just led him on home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggle over mountains, walk through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggle over mountains, walk through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. My God, I am determined forever thine to be. I cannot live without thee, for peace is found in thee. And every waking moment thy gentle face I see, and hear thy tender pleading as thou forsaken me. My God, I am determined forever thine to be. I cannot live without thee, for peace is found in thee. How often desolation, when Satan bruised my soul, have I embraced thy mercy, and thou hast made me whole. My God, I am determined forever thine to be. I cannot live without thee, for peace is found in thee. When all my earthly pleasures had disappeared like foam, and but my ruined treasures, thy cross remained alone. My God, I am determined forever thine to be. I cannot live without thee, for peace is found in thee. I keep thy gentle image forever in my heart, that I may tell unceasing how wondrous good thou art. My God, I am determined forever thine to be. I cannot live without thee, for peace is found in thee. Es schaut bei Nacht und Tage, dein holdes Bild mich an, und leg mir vor die Frage, ob ich dich lassen kann. Mein Gott, ich bin entschieden, auf ewig dein zu sein. Ich kann ja ohne Frieden und ohne ich nicht sein. Die Freuden dieser Erde, sah ich die Scham vergehen. Sie könnten mir nichts werden, dein Kreis nur bleibt mir stehen. Mein Gott, ich bin entschieden, auf ewig dein zu sein. Ich kann ja ohne Frieden und ohne dich nicht sein. Ob habe ich gejammert, wenn Satans List mich schlug, jetzt hab ich den Umklammer, der meine Sünde trug. Mein Gott, ich bin entschieden, auf ewig dein zu sein. Ich kann ja ohne Frieden und ohne dich nicht sein. Nun steht bei Nacht und Tage dein Bild im Herzen mir, dass ich es jedem sage, wie gut das ist bei dir. Mein Gott, ich bin entschieden, auf ewig bei dir sein. Ich kann ja ohne Frieden und ohne dich nicht sein. And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in the darkness you cried. I was there to remind you that for those tears I died. And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in the darkness you cried. I was there to remind you that for those tears I died. And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in the darkness you cried. I was there to remind you that for those tears I died.
Three John, chapter 1, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospereth. Dear friend, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health, just as it is well with your soul. Mein Lieber, ich wünsche in allen Stücken, dass dir es wohl gehe und du gesund seist, wie es denn in deiner Seele wohl geht. That's my thought. That's not my thought, but I just want to say that, you know, there's just read that because we get some emails and we read some and there's a lot of people that are very, they're worried, you know, and they're not healthy. And what I'm trying to say is, there's a remedy in the Bible. Because here it says, I would that you'd be in good health. It's the will of God that each one of us is in good health. That's why it's so important to be born again, you know. Especially like if you have a family, eh? It's important that the man of the house is born again. But if he isn't, then, well, what can you do? Then at least maybe the woman is the one that's born again. She has to carry the weight for the sake of their children, you know. I know there's a lot of people. They're sick, you know. And you can't trust the hospitals anymore. So what you do, you take what the Bible says. I want that you be prosperous and be in good health. And like I say, there is a remedy. When Jesus, after Jesus was resurrected, he said, in my name, cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead, do everything that he did. And that's why there is a remedy for everybody. If you have that born-again experience, that's why I say it's important that you be born again. Then you have all the qualifications, what Jesus said after the resurrection, in my name go. Now that I'm resurrected, all power has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Now, in my name, in the name of Jesus, you can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. And we're the prime targets of here. I was told you the other day about my, I was born again. I had all these qualifications. And my daughter, she got ear infection, and about a month prior to this, there was a girl in Riverbend, Colony that died from ear infection. I went down to her wake. I still remember it. And then a month later, after that, she died. My daughter got ear infection. And like I told you, I asked the Lord what we can do. And he said, go lay hands on her and I'll heal her. That's what I did. And I just went down. She was down in the basement. I laid hands on her. And I could feel it tingling going through me. I knew she was instantly healed. And that's there for everybody. I'm not saying this to think I'm this great religious super human being. I'm just like everybody ordinarily. When you're born in this world, like we said the other day, you need to make sure that you got that deal settled. What are you going to do with Jesus? And then my other daughter, I came home one day. Here she was completely limp, just breathing. As good as dead, really. And I said, well, what can we do? Just lay hands on her and I'll heal her. That's what I did. Just laid hands on her in Jesus' name. And I just was obedient to what Jesus said. After the resurrection, all power had been given to me in heaven and on earth. And then to cast out devils, and we've been saying it over and over again. We don't like to say these things, but it looks like sometimes we're trying to make ourselves into these superhuman beings. We're just ordinary Joe doing ordinary things. But we got one thing going for us. We believe this word. And the key is we believe the message for our day. Otherwise, we would just be like all the other multitude that are out there beating their gums together. But we believe the message for your day, and then it works. It will not work if you believe that religious filth that's going out there, revivals coming, all that junk. It will not work. But if you are connected to the message of your day, then it will work, because it has, God's going to honor his word. All you got to do is believe it. He said that when he was resurrected. In my name, go. And then I was sitting here one day, and I knew I had cancer. I had two cancers, I knew. And I just said, Lorraine, why did you pray for me? See if you can't get rid of that cancer. And just as soon as you're done praying, that cancer couldn't get out fast enough. And that's not a word of a lie. That's the truth. They want proof, but what do you need proof when you know?
Well, I you could really sense the presence of Jesus here. And mm-hmm. like the song says, the gentle healer came by. And you could really sense his presence, that the gentle healer came by and he healed you from cancer. And one day too, like I had this awful toothache. It was so painful. I couldn't stand it. And then you said you will fast, and then God will touch it. And you know what? That toothache just went away after the day. By the time the night came, that toothache was gone. So there is a lot of power in prayer and being obedient to God. Like, Satan can give afflictions A lot of time when Satan afflicts people, it's because they're off the word of God and he's allowed to afflict people.
Mm-hmm.
That's another case where when you people always need to reevaluate things.
Yeah, I remember you were, for days you were complaining about your tooth, and then you went to investigate and you called around. What it would do to, what it would cost to put the crown in or something. And it looked like an impossible feat. And I went to the Lord. I didn't even tell you that. I just said, Lord, what can we do for her? Like, and I promised the Lord, I said, I'll fast until you give an answer. And I started fasting, and a few days later, you noticed the tooth didn't bother you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just, that's why I say it's so important for to be born again. You know, that's the first thing you do when you come to the age of accountability. Make sure you score the deal and with the Lord, between you and the Lord. And then let's say you're the husband and the wife or whoever. Let's say you're both born again, and then when the children get sick or your family members get sick, you just believe the Lord. And he'll do something for you, because he said, after the resurrection, all power has been given to you, to me. Therefore, in my name, go. Just go do whatever. But this is your thing here. Where John said, I would that you prosper and be in good health.
Mm-hmm.
But really, that's just, I've just thrown that in there. Because I notice there's a lot of people, there's a lot of health issues. Especially with this RNA that they just came out. People took that shot and they don't have a prayer. That poison, that RNA is in there. I don't know exactly how it works.
It's like, you know, we went somewhere yesterday here in town and there was a paper there. So I picked it up, Grassroots it's called, and I flipped through it and there was an article in there about the vaccine, that mRNA vaccine.
The COVID vaccine.
Yeah, the COVID vaccine. And the COVID has now subsided in the last 2 years, where they don't force vaccines or mandates on people anymore. But, you know, when it was in the heat of everything, there was some people that came out and spoke up out against the vaccine, the COVID vaccines, and they were classified as conspiracy theorists.
Mm-hmm.
And when they said it's actually a technology, it's nanoparticles that is injected, and they have because the cells will not take up anything. So they had technologically designed a vaccine that is there's a fat cell around it. It's encased in a fat in lipid, and then your cells take that at a certain area of the cell. The cell will open up and take that. Accept that vaccine that was injected into the body. And here this article explains everything about it, like that it's nanoparticle and it's all geared, and it wasn't something that they came up overnight. They have been researching this thing for decades, how to put it into the human body, because it was a problem with the cells not entering into the cells. So they came up with this technology. They merged it with a technology. So, and people took it, and whoever spoke up about it, they shut them down, these people, and labeled them as conspiracy theory, so that the public will not really find out what's in these vaccines and that they take it. So they were silently coerced, and there was a force, and they were forced in many places to take the vaccine. You couldn't work in some areas without taking the vaccine.
You couldn't fly nowhere. They were forcing this on the public for one reason, to kill them.
That's right.
It's a mass murdering machine, just like Hitler.
And that's just the beginning of it. They're advancing it on to a more advanced technology now. And pretty soon you're gonna be a really kind of like technology They're going to put a technology into the human body that is going to find diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, that's what they want to do. But it's all geared to take God out of society.
Mm-hmm.
And when you will look at society now, it is totally anti-God. You can't really talk to people about God. And
exactly. That's my subject for today. Mm-hmm. This, open your eyes, like look around you, and what everything is geared for to bring in a satanistic, socialistic, anti-God,
demonistic.
Anti-Christian, a mm-hmm. demonistic society.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're geared for. That's why it says in the Bible, faith will be taken on the last days.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jesus asked, when the Son of Man cometh, you think you'll find faith on earth? It's completely a faithless society. And behind it is the spirit of Satan to completely wipe out everything that pertains to God or pertains to reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he lets these religionists out there. The devil is okay with it because he knows he's controlling them. And when you go on YouTube, the majority of them, they talk about the revival come. There is no revival come. Yet they all preach there's a revival come. And what you see behind it all is just Satan luring them.
Mm-hmm.
Luring them down into the path of destruction. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Because Satan knows. He knows the hour we're living in. He knows he has but a short time left, and so it puts everything together. Like I say, people that I know used to be in this truth, you know, and here they come out preaching a revival. Can you see a revival in the days of Noah? You got, but here you and I, the only lone two people
mm-hmm.
that tell people the truth, tell people the way it is. There was no revival in the days of Noah.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Jesus said, and the apostle said it too, things will wax worse
yeah.
and worse. There'll be such deception of such magnitude that would deceive the very elect.
The love of many, the love of many will wax cold, and that's why they can implement all these vaccines that are anti-God. It's a technology that they inject into people, and it's foreign to the body, and you do not know the long-term effects of what that will do. And like you were talking about these people that claim to be there's going to be a revival, and you know very well that there's not going to be a revival, and they're so out of touch with the things of God. And when you read in Matthew 24 where it says, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. And that's really what, in a sense, they're doing. They're claiming they're going to have this revival, and people run all over the place mm-hmm. to have a revival. But, you know, it's like saying, don't believe them, because they're so out of touch.
Mm-hmm.
We know what the plan of God has been for the last 2,000 years and where he's leading mankind to. Now we are, it's going to evolve into the millennium age. And that's all there is to it. And what revival these people are seeking for, I don't know. But the devil can give a people this sense of a revival too. It's a delusional spirit. Like it says, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are certain doctrines in the Bible. There's doctrines that God has that are real doctrines, biblical teaching and biblical doctrines that are sound. But these are doctrines of devils that the devil and uses to entice people. Like saying that there's a revival coming. That is a seducing spirit.
Yeah. There's no... See, you and I, we live in reality. And when we hear these things, we take it back to the Word. That's all we've ever done. That's one of the things when the Lord saved me, he moved on me to get up in the morning around 6 o'clock and read the Bible. That's right. I didn't do it the way I should have, but I did. I kept it on my radar. Whenever I couldn't sleep, I'd read my Bible 6 o'clock in the morning. I've read it over and over and over again. Because God, I didn't know why, but when I look back now, God was preparing me for the very hour that you and I are now living in.
And at the same time, he was working with you down in that neck of the woods. Because, like I was saying the other day, when my last daughter was born, when Jennifer was born, I had an interview with my father-in-law. And it was the beginning of the end for me as a Hutterite, and it was the beginning for a new life that the Lord had honed out for me. Mm-hmm. And it was leading up to this very thing that you and I are doing here today. But I can't convince people that this is of the Lord. Like I was thinking today when we sing these songs, I wouldn't be singing these songs if the Lord had not woken me up and said, Sandy, how he did it. He just did it. He just woke me up and told me to sing these songs in the morning. And he told me to get up and earlier and pray in the day. We're doing this because the Lord moved on us to do that. I'm not doing my own thing here. Then he one time back, he told me to start up his website. This is all God's doing. We just happen to be obedient, and we just happen to ask the Lord, here we are, do with us as you see fit. So if you get anything out of this, it's because the Lord orchestrated it. I'm not like one of these, like that preacher Dave and different ones that Joe go out there to make a name for themselves. We're just doing this because we're the led of the Lord to do it. And then it's up to him who he gives it to, who he has allowed to open up their understanding to see what we're trying to say here. We're just being obedient. Doesn't matter to me if there's two people listening in or 2 million. It's got nothing to do with us. We're just told to do this thing here every day. Now we're doing it. He used to tell us to do it once a week, every Sunday. Now he shifted gears, and now he wants us to do it every day. That's what we're doing. It's not our thing. And now all you got to do to believe what we're trying to say here. And what it'll do exactly what that song here we sing every time. He will lead you into that glorious rapture, just like he did Anna, in a walk with God. And he was not. All you got to do is believe the message for your day. I went over that and over that time and time and time again. And all I could come up with, the people that had a blessed life, they believed the message for their day. Like you can go back, all the way back to Cain and Abel, and then you walk right through history. It has always been believing the message for your hour, and this here is the message for the day and hour that we're now living in. That's what there's somewhere in the scripture, you know where that is, about and there are hidden all the treasures that in its ligen fat balganali schätze that reichtum.
Colossians 2:3.
You want to read it?
I want you to know how hard I am contending for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not met me personally. My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
It's hidden in there. It's hidden in the Bible. And I read that one time. I read it in German. And I realized, in this Bible is all the treasures, mm-hmm. all the wisdom. Everything is hidden in there. So then I could see why the Lord moved on me to read that Bible. Keep reading it. And you're going to bring out these treasures and these hidden treasures that's hidden in there. And that's how the Lord has led you and I, is through his word. When I found out and read one day, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's, like I keep saying over and over again, that's that born again experience. When you come up to the age of accountability, you know you got to settle that score between you and God, between eternity, where you're going to spend eternity. And that's something you have to settle. And then you don't give up until you find that peace with God and you have find that place in Christ where Jesus comes by your way. And that does exactly what the Bible says he's doing. Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
And you'll know when he comes knocking, he convicts you of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And then one day, Jesus came by my way and I just opened up. And he let him in. And then that was that born again experience. That was the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. That kingdom of God, that became alive to me in 1971. But it wasn't until about 91 when I come to the message, the other part, and its righteousness. The righteousness was simply the message for my day, and it was the ministry of Brother Brennan back then. And then he led me on to the ministry of Brother Jackson. That was that righteousness, and I believed it. And the minute I came to the ministry of Brother Jackson, that was the message for my day. Mm-hmm. I haven't looked back since. Mm-hmm. He told me to go down to that trucking company and apply for a job. And then I made so much money that I didn't have to worry about finances, you know, that because he could add on all these things that I needed for daily living. Mm-hmm. And he just keeps on going, and eventually told us to buy a brand new truck, and it just kept moving and mushrooming ahead and ahead. Mm-hmm. Like it's a song we sing sometimes, he just keeps giving and giving until everything is fulfilled. It's just his nature to do that. And here we are. When I look back, he's prepared us to do this very thing that you and I are doing today. What to do? So people can be blessed, so people can be in health. Like I say, you can just like I keep saying, that's why it's so important to be born again.
Yeah, when
you
like
get born again, you just got to believe the message for your day. Just that simple. Mm-hmm.
And it's not like proselyting. It's a time where Jesus comes by your way, and like it says, he stands by your heart door, and you open it up, and you open your life to him. And people don't realize that. Like I ever since I left the colony, like I've never had any lack. It's really been truly amazing how like all the finances were always there for me. And when I realized that I'm not in the perfect will of God, when I felt like my finances were not stable, mm-hmm. and I realized I have to get right into the perfect will of God, then all these things are added to you. Like it will, and that's what I have experienced in my life. Like if I was in the perfect will of God, all the things, the financial things, the materialistic things were always there provided. It was when I was outside of the will of God, when I felt like you're getting close to a desert place. Mm-hmm. And you check your life, you analyze it, and you get right with God. Mm-hmm. So that you can be at a place where he can bless you and prosper you with health and everything, because that's all in the package.
Amen to that. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to show you what the Lord looks at the human race, and he's heartbroken about that. They reject them. And like I say, there's a spirit of Satan out there to try to erase every idea of the God. And when you look back and you stand back, that's exactly what happened. That's what that RNA thing is for, to get rid of the human race. Because in the end time, I used to read that thing, people will live like dunk on the face of the earth. They will neither be buried or lamented over. There'll just be so many people, just all of a sudden they die. And like when you saw that movie about that guy that put that movie out, something about that shut that COVID shut, people would just die right out on playing hockey, or Sunday would just drop dead. All because that poison that they injected themselves with, or that they were forced to inject themselves with, all of a sudden it starts reacting in your body. And we investigated all that. We know exactly what it does. It's there to do one thing and one thing only, so that people will live like dunk on the face of the earth.
And it's not like people weren't warned. There were people out there, lone voices during that COVID thing, telling people the truth, what it's mm-hmm. all about. But people just ignored that voice and just took it. And there is always an option. there's a lot of people that walked away from their jobs.
Yeah.
They walked away from things just so that they could not, would not be part of that COVID vaccine.
And there's thousands of people that, in the army that that lost their job in the army because they refused to take that shot.
That's right. And when I read that article, like at, because we haven't been hearing about it for 2 years now, everything is going to sleep. But now they're openly coming out, confessing and telling people what's really in those vaccines. And they're not bashful about it. Like, it's like we were talking the other day, like slowly cooking the frog. Like, that frog was been slowly cooking for the last 2 decades.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden that COVID came in and they used that whole pandemic thing to introduce that vaccine into the human race. And then the majority of people have been vaccinated with it.
It's fear-mongering.
And it's, yes, and it's just the beginning stages. Like when you go down to the hospital, you really sense an anti-God, you're in an anti-God society. It's all geared with machine and technology.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually not the best place to be. That's why the best place is to find out the perfect will of God so that he can give you good health and that you prosper. That's the perfect plan of God. But that's like going down to the hospital. Like, I know sometimes you have to go down to the hospital. There is no getting away from that. It's just part of life. But it's not a place that you would readily be, because when you go down there, you feel the atmosphere as being anti-God.
Exactly. That's why, well, not about a year ago, I was so sick. I had to go to the emergency. I had to go to the clinic because the Lord was trying to teach me something throughout all that. I learned a lot about that. And when I look back now, one day I went to the clinic and I said, oh, Lord, just get me out of here one more time. I'm not coming back. But see, the Lord had to take me through that. Otherwise, we couldn't be saying what we're saying here today. Look at all these hospitals going up. That big hospital going up in Portage here. And then there's a big hospital up in Nippo.
And then they're rebuild, extending the one in Brandon, extending the one in Winkler Moore.
Yeah.
Like everywhere. Why is that? What is going on? The people don't ask that question, because you realize with that vaccine, down the road, there's going to be a lot more sick people.
Oh, yeah. And they're killing them with the food. It's all about the food. The food that you eat is, like for me, I'm talking to myself now. I'm not what people do out there, that's their business. But as for me, I can only eat maybe 5% of my diet will be meat. I try to eat very little meat because it doesn't team up with my blood type. I got type A blood, and when you have type A blood, you cannot digest red meat. It's just that simple. So that's, I keep it down to a bare minimum just to keep my protein up. And people, it's what people eat, that's what kills them. And ever since, I've been trying to watch my diet, trying to lose weight, and you feel a lot better, you know. Feel a lot better today than I did 3, 4, 5 years ago. But that's just what you learn as you journey on in life, you know what I'm saying? And but we're trying to, today we're trying to talk about that environment that we're living in. It's come to a godless, socialistic, anti-God environment. At the end of the day, when the world's armies, they try to make war with him that sits on the white horse, because they have convinced the human race to go up against God, against Jesus, when he comes riding back with that white horse. It says the armies of the earth are trying to make war with him that sits on the white horse, because they have been brainwashed into this socialistic, into this demonistic environment. And here the Lord Jesus comes back and he destroys them.
Mm-hmm.
The armies of the world. You can go read it in Revelation. And we're just trying to walk people through the hour and time we're now living in. We're living right before that great rapture. And the world churches and the preachers, they tell you there's a big revival coming.
There was no revival coming because there was no revival in the days of Noah. There was no revival in the days of Lot. And then we got to take overall scripture where the Bible says, things will wax worse and worse. Is that a revival when things wax worse and worse? They're lying to the people. They're lying to the masses. Just the same way they were doing with that RNA, with that COVID shot. They were lying that it's going to help, and not one of them, they didn't do nothing for nobody. All it was, all they wanted to do was get that poison into your DNA. So eventually, as time goes on, they'll have a way of activating it. They'll do it with these, they can activate it with these towers, with these cell phones. Everybody has a cell phone nowadays. All they got to do is a certain frequency will activate that RNA that's in it, in the human race. And like I say, they lay like dunk on the face of the earth. I used to think it's God that's going to do it. No, it's a human kind. Mm-hmm. It's a human race that's going to do it to themselves. Mm-hmm. The self-destruct. Mm-hmm. Because they rejected God. And most, the only life is a God.
And most people think it's a good thing, but it really is
not. They've been brainwashed into believing that.
It's not a good thing because it takes you away from that faith. Faith in God and truth. And that's why it's such an anti-God regime. It takes away your faith and everything that connects you to that great eternal spirit.
That's why we're shunned. Everywhere we're hated, of all men, because of what we stand for. And we're trying to keep, we're the only lone voice in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. Just the two of us here. And all you gotta, people have to do is believe what we're saying. And you'll end up in that glorious rapture. Just an attribute to God. Because he has to stay true to his word. Mm-hmm. We're the prime example. Look how good we have it. We sought that kingdom, and then we sought that righteousness, and that righteousness, that message for our day, and we haven't looked back since. I'm living. I wish everybody would have it as good as we do. And they can have it if they go through the right, proper channels. Got that born-again experience. Jesus looks at every human being's heart on the face of the earth. There is nobody in hell that did not have that encounter, that did not have that opportunity to make things right with the Lord. But they kept rejecting it and rejecting it. And I keep saying it over and over again. The only sin that you can commit is to reject the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. Once you reject the Lord Jesus, he cannot no more help you to there's nothing he can do for you if you reject him. It's like when I went to that doctor, I learned a lot. There's nothing, when I went to the emergency and said, Sam, if we don't put blood in you, you're not going to live for 3 days. Well, I could have rejected that and I'd be dead in 3 days because my blood count was so that far down. And, do whatever you have to do. But if I would have rejected that in 3 days, they would have burned me. And, but I took his advice because sometimes you got to go to the doctor. The Lord set it up that way. My only escape route, because I had a vision, I saw myself going into the emergency in a wheelchair. And that's exactly what happened. When I could hardly move anymore, well, I said, Lorraine, you'll have to take me down to the emergency. My blood was so depleted. And that's what they did. They put blood in, and 6 pints of blood, I think, they put in me. And then began the road to recovery. And now I feel way better than I ever felt before. Than I ever felt in the last 20 years. But see, I had to be obedient. I had to use the only channel that was available. The Lord wanted me to go through that doctor thing so that we can learn something. And I learned a lot throughout that. I learned how these tugs, they all came in here, thought, I'm going to die, you know. All of a sudden, everybody shows up here. My nephews and people I haven't seen for years. I hardly recognize them in there. I haven't seen them maybe for 20 years. And here everybody shows up, you know. And that's all these things. We learned it all through this episode in the last year or so. Probably be a year and a half now. But what we're trying to do here, we're trying to let people know the hour we're living in. And all you got to do is believe this message for your day, and you'll do exactly what the Bible said. You'll prosper, and you'll be in good health. But it's up to each and every individual to do whatever he needs to do to take charge of their life and to surrender to Jesus. That's the only life there is. It's in Jesus Christ. That's it. Heavenly Father, give you thanks for another opportunity, Lord, to come together and sit with you in heavenly place. We thank you, Lord, that you've allowed us to use us over the years and do with us as you see fit, Lord. We just pray to just continue to do with us as you see fit, Lord. We just pray to get that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Amen.